KJAN Sports.
It is time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, in Major League Baseball action last night, the Cardinals scored twice in the ninth inning to complete a three-game sweep of the Dodgers and stay 2.5 games off the National League Central lead. Paul DeJong belted a two-run homer off Kenley Jansen to lead a 3-1 victory at Los Angeles. Jansen has allowed tie-breaking homers in each of his last two appearances since coming off the disabled list. Also in the National League, Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 4-0, Washington over Philadelphia 8-7, Atlanta down Pittsburgh 2-1, the Mets over San Francisco 5-3, Colorado beat San Diego 6-2. In the American League, Malik Smith had a pair of RBI singles as the Rays doubled up the Royals 6-3. Sergio Romo allowed a pair of ninth-inning hits before picking up his 18th save, pushing Tampa Bay 500. Whit Merrifield and Hunter Dozier homered in Kansas City's fourth consecutive loss. Elsewhere in the AL, it was Toronto over Baltimore 6-0. The White Sox beat Minnesota 7-3. Texas over Oakland 4-2. Houston beat Seattle 10-7 and Boston over Cleveland 10-4. In interleague play, it was the Chicago Cubs over Detroit 8-2. Miami over the New York Yankees 9-3. Arizona beat the LA Angels 5-1. Cleveland Indians outfielder Leonis Martin will sit out the rest of the season because of a bacterial infection. The 30-year-old Cuban player became ill following a game 2 weeks ago. Doctors determined he had the life-threatening bacterial infection that entered his bloodstream and created toxins that damaged his internal organs, compromising their function. The ball club also activated Edwin Encarnacion from the disabled list. The slugger had been sidelined since August 12th with a right wrist contusion. Yankees closer Aroldis Chapman has been placed on the 10-day disabled list with tendonitis in his left knee. He left Tuesday's game at Miami in the 12th inning with pain in his knee. Chapman said his knee has bothered him since May, but this is the first DL stint this season. The Cubs have placed infielder Addison Russell on the 10-day disabled list with a sprained left middle finger. Russell is hitting .259 with 5 homers and 37 RBIs this season. That move also provides a roster spot for infielder Daniel Murphy, who was acquired from Washington on Tuesday. Blue Jays right-hander Aaron Sanchez has acknowledged that the bruised right index finger that has sidelined him for the past 2 months occurred when his finger got caught in a falling suitcase. The incident happened June 21st, hours before Sanchez took the mound in Los Angeles against the Angels. Major League Baseball says all 30 teams will be in action on opening day next March 28th, one day earlier than this year. It's the earliest opening day in history, excluding international openers. Regular season games are also slated for Japan in March, London in June, and Monterrey, Mexico in April and May. The Yankees and Red Sox will square off in the first series to be played in Europe. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals, in conjunction with baseball's league-wide release, announced their 2019 regular season schedule yesterday. The home opener for the Redbirds is set for Thursday, April 4th, against the San Diego Padres as part of a 7-game homestand with San Diego and the LA Dodgers. The Cardinals will open the 2019 season on the road with a 4-game series at Milwaukee against the division rival Brewers beginning on Thursday, March 28th, followed by a 2-game series at Pittsburgh. The 2019 season will feature 26 home series and 26 road series, including 14 weekend series at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals will host the Chicago Cubs for 2 weekend series in May 31st through June 2nd and September 27th through the 29th, including the final series of the 2019 regular season. There'll also be one midweek series July 30th through August 1st at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals' 20-game interleague schedule will feature a pair of 2-game home stands as home and home series with in-state rival Kansas City and with the Oakland Athletics. In addition, the Cardinals will host 3-game home series against the Angels, the Astros, and they'll play a 3-game road series at Texas as well as at Seattle. The Cardinals' longest home stands of the 2019 season consist of 2 9-game home stands, one in April and one in June. Their longest road trip is 10 games, and that's in June. The Cardinals will play 20 consecutive games without a day off from June 4th through the 23rd. The March 28th season opener will also be the earliest in franchise history. Iowa defensive coordinator Phil Parker says junior Amani Jones will be the Hawkeyes' starting middle linebacker in the season opener against Northern Illinois. The Hawkeyes must replace all 3 linebackers off of last year's team that finished 8-5.
We got Welch and Jimon there at the will. I think Nick Neiman's doing a good job, and I think Barrington Wade is also doing a job outside, so it gives us some flexibility. You know, we have Hockaday and Dylan Doyle, at the mic. He looks like he's taking some charge over there, what's going on. So we're excited so far where we're at. We feel comfortable with the guys, but obviously we got a lot to do yet.
Parker says leading the way will be an experienced and deep defensive line.
You know, obviously Parker Hesse's been the staple up there up front. I think Anthony Nelson's done a great job. You look at Matt Nelson, you got him back. So we're very pleased with it. And I tell you what, Reef has really done a good job inside too. So we're looking at 8 to 9 guys there, and we're excited about that. And Epinesa, obviously, you know, is another guy that really can play on first and second downs.
Well, University of Iowa junior tight end Noah Fant has been named to the first team on the Associated Press preseason All-America team. That announcement was made yesterday by the AP. Fant led all FBS tight ends in 2017 with an average of 16.5 yards per catch. He led Iowa and all FBS tight ends with 11 touchdown receptions and ranked second on the team with a career-high 30 receptions. Fant is one of 6 Big Ten Conference players named to the AP first unit. Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was named to the AP preseason first team All-America squad a year ago, while Jewell and defensive back Josh Jackson were named first team AP All-Americans after the season. Fant, a native of Omaha, was previously named to preseason first team All-America squads by NFLDraftScouts.com, Sporting News, and Athlon Sports. In addition, Fant was named to the Big Ten's preseason honors list and preseason watch list for the John Mackey Award and the Walter Camp Player of the Year. Fant and the Hawkeyes open up their season against Northern Illinois on September 1st. Well, it's just a 3-game suspension for Ohio State football coach Urban Meyer. The school made the decision following a 2-week investigation into how Meyer reacted to accusations that former Buckeyes assistant Zach Smith abused his ex-wife Courtney Smith. That probe directly centered on the question of what Meyer knew and when. Ohio State trustees discussed the decision to punish Meyer in a marathon meeting on Wednesday. The Buckeyes' season starts September 1st with a game against Oregon State in Columbus. Meyer will also miss the Big Ten opener September 8th against Rutgers and in the top 25 matchup against TCU on the following Saturday. Kyler Murray will be Oklahoma's starting quarterback for their season opener September 1st against Florida Atlantic. Murray was the backup to Heisman Trophy winner Baker Mayfield last season and completed 18 of 21 passes for 359 yards and 3 touchdowns without an interception. He returned to school despite being taken by the Oakland Athletics with the 9th overall pick in the Major League Draft this summer. Wisconsin wide receiver Danny Davis has been suspended for the first 2 games of the season. Coach Paul Christ announced the suspension Wednesday, 2 days after Wisconsin receiver Quintez Cephas was charged with felony sexual assault. Davis is Cephas' roommate and was identified in the criminal complaint filed by authorities against Cephas and interviewed by police. Davis was not charged. Well, the NCAA has a new ranking system to replace RPI when evaluating college basketball teams for the NCAA tournament. The NCAA evaluation tool announced on Wednesday will rely on game results, strength of schedule, game location, scoring margin, net offensive and defensive efficiency, and quality of wins and losses. The NET will be used for the 2018-19 season by the committee that selects schools and seeds for the tournament. And in golf news, that winner-take-all match between Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, it's going. WarnerMedia says it has secured the rights for a pay-per-view event that it's promoting as The Match. Woods and Mickelson will compete for $9 million in an 18-hole match on Thanksgiving weekend at Shadow Creek in Las Vegas. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.